Thank you, thank you. We have reasons to sing hallelujah. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in an attitude of prayer. Lord, you give us so many reasons to sing hallelujah. You are the Lord of light. And we are grateful, Lord, that we can celebrate a new day and a new week, even a new year. And in the midst of our celebration, we thank you for your gift of Jesus. It's through Jesus that we receive new hearts and a new perspective on this wonderful life that you've given to each of us. It's through Jesus that we can sing hallelujah. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, please bring to our minds all of the treasures that you have given to us so that we can be thankful to you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the victory over sin that Jesus makes possible for us to receive. Thank you for the other Christ followers gathered around us. And thank you for your promise of forgiveness and the assurance of your salvation. Lord, please forgive us for our sins this past week and help us to forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, please forgive us for ignoring you and neglecting each other. And we ask that you make our hearts clean again so that we can serve you and so that you can use us as your witnesses. Help us to always put you first. Help us to give you all the glory all the time. Lord, please hear our prayers for each other. For those who grieve over the sickness or death of a loved one, please bless them and make a way for them to bear up under the strain. For those with difficult or uncertain situations at home, please bless them and open their eyes to see that your grace, your amazing grace that is always constant, always present, is sufficient for each one of us, one day at a time. Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers for our nation and our world. Please bless the leaders of our country and our world and lead them in their decisions. Help them to turn to you for your wisdom so that their decisions and their directions come directly from you and are part of your plan and purpose. We ask, Lord, that you hear our prayers for the missionaries who serve you throughout the world, and we ask that you protect all those who have faith in you. Protect them from harm and from persecution. Lord, please protect Israel. Please bless and help the children in war-torn lands all across the world. And help us as we pray. Lord, not just with our words, but also with our actions and our lives. Help us to walk with you each and every day and to talk to you about everything going on. Give us a driving love to pray for the souls of others. And please help us to let our light shine for you, no matter what's happening around us. Help us to trust you and love you and let our light shine for you always. Thank you, Father, for this new day that you've planned for us. Please give us the courage to follow you into this your day and to lead us to fit into your plans for us. Please help us to stay close to you, to follow your will and to obey your word. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers that we pray in Jesus' name. Please be at work in our lives. Please direct our thoughts and our steps and our words, even as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
As we prepare to receive the offering, the ushers will once again pass the plates through the rows. Keep in mind, as the ushers are coming, all of the ways that God has blessed you. Keep in mind those valuable treasures which God has entrusted to your care. God has entrusted to our church the tithes and the responsibility for the tithes and the offerings you give, so that our ministries, so that our outreaches, so that all that we do is reflective of God's presence in the world, and so that our church indeed can shine Jesus' light, not only in the Plum area, but very far beyond. We extend our reach clear to Zimbabwe and at all points in between. Thanks be to God for entrusting us so generously with all that he has. Would the ushers please receive the offering? Lord, we do praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to show you with our gifts and our tithes, with our offerings of ourselves, just how much we trust you and how much we love you. Thank you for the opportunity to give in person and online. Thank you for the opportunity to give generously each and every day out of the overwhelming abundance with which you have entrusted us. Lord, we ask that you bless these tithes and these offerings. Bless us to be blessings as we demonstrate in practical and tangible ways just how much we love you, how much we trust you, and as we let our light shine for you in all aspects of our lives. Thank you for all these things, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to join together in singing our next hymn, We Three Kings. may be seated. Our scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, so that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country by another way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So during these last few weeks of Advent and Christmas, we took time to examine the people who were directly involved in the fulfillment of God's promise of a Savior. Today, we'll continue looking at those people because we will remember God's lesson that comes to us through the wise men. Now, the wise men represent those people who are like many of us. They were not of the Jewish faith or nationality. These wise men were interested in the mysteries of God. They studied the Old Testament scriptures, and because of their interest, they recognized God's activity when a new star had appeared in the skies. In fact, they had probably read the Old Testament reference in Jeremiah 23:5, which gives the prophecy of a king, and again in Numbers 24:17, which prophesies that there would be a new star in the heavens. You can read those when you get home and see what the wise men saw. Because of those references, the wise men logically determined that the king whose birth was in the land of Judea, which is where Jerusalem was located, must be the prophesied king of the Jews because Jerusalem was the political and religious center for the Jewish people. The wise men followed an unusual star, which led them first to Jerusalem and then to the house in Bethlehem where Jesus was living with Mary and Joseph. They were so excited about finding Jesus. In their joy, the wise men worshiped him and left their precious gifts that they had brought. In their worship of Jesus, they acknowledged Jesus' divinity. And with their gifts, they paid tribute to Jesus as king. The gifts that they brought to Jesus were gifts fit for a king. The gift of gold symbolized the royalty of Jesus. Frankincense identified the priestly role that Jesus would play and continues to play on our behalf today. Jesus is our great high priest. And myrrh? Myrrh was a spice that was used in burial. And myrrh signified Jesus' death, which would be necessary for the redemption of the world and necessary for our redemption from sin as well. All three of those gifts were very expensive and very valuable. What this teaches us is that God is still present with us. God is a very present help, especially in time of trouble. God protected and provided for Mary and Joseph by giving them the way and the means to escape from King Herod. After the wise men left their valuable gifts for the Holy Family, God sent an angel. And God's angel told Mary and Joseph to leave Bethlehem, take Jesus with them to Egypt. And then God directed the wise men and led the wise men out of Bethlehem and back to their homes by another route. So in this way, God protected both the wise men from King Herod and Jesus and Mary and Joseph from King Herod. God protects and provides for all those who put their faith in Jesus, who is our Savior. God leads us to trust Him and obey Him. When we come before the King Jesus and give Him our hearts and our most cherished treasures, we find that our life changes. Just like the wise men, we begin to live holy lives. And what we find is jealousy and competing with others is replaced by seeking to honor only God. Resentments and our desire for vengeance is replaced by trusting in God's perfect, all-knowing justice and entrusting God to set things right on our behalf for the wrongs that we have suffered. Right now, we're at the beginning of a new year. We're only 7 days in. And for some of us, our resolutions that we made so confidently last Sunday have already been broken. Some of us are afraid to make new resolutions. For some of us, there is enough sickness and pain in our lives that the thought of another defeat or shortcoming is overwhelming, so we hesitate to attempt anything that's new or challenging. What we need is words of hope from God that will help us to face today and then believe in tomorrow. What we need is words of grace, reminding us that if we but humbly ask, God will forgive us for all of our sins. What we need are words of acceptance, letting us know that God will not condemn us for our disabilities and shortcomings. And most of all, what we need are words of God's assurance that we will not be weighed down by the guilt of our sins anymore. That's what we need. In chapter 60, verse 1, the prophet Isaiah announced, and I quote this promise, "Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you," unquote. What a cool promise. It was the light of the heavens that first attracted the wise men's attention. It was the light of God's presence in Jesus that they worshiped. God's light still shines. God's presence in Jesus is still with us through the Holy Spirit. Consider this. No matter what has happened in your life, no matter how far you may have strayed away from God, it's okay to believe again. It's okay to hope again. God's light has not been extinguished. The candles may go out, but God's light has not been extinguished. And if God's light needs to be relit in your life or in your heart or in the life or the heart of someone that you love, simply turn to Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world, and Jesus waits to let His light shine in us and through us. The coming of the wise men shows us today that the birth and the life and the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus was not just for the Jews. The Lord Jesus offers salvation and offers new life to whosoever believeth on him. We are the whosoever. Our loved ones, our neighbors, people around the world are the whosoever believeth on him. Jesus offers salvation and light and life and hope to each one of us. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are assured, quote, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Behold, the new has come. Unquote. That verse by itself allows us and encourages us to give our past and all that is in it into the loving and forgiving and gentle hands of the Almighty God. Hand it over. Jesus will help you. Jesus will help you to let go of your worries. You can trust Jesus to guide you. You can trust Jesus to provide for you. Jesus will help you to let go of your worries. You can trust Jesus, especially through those times when you don't know what to do or how to do it. Faith is when we trust God to handle the worries. Faith is when we trust God to handle the fears. Faith is when we turn away from the fashionable things of this world and set our minds resolutely on the job of serving Christ. Faith is when we trust God as he leads us in hope and in peace in God's ways, into a life that cannot be shaken, into a life that is filled with God's peace and God's presence, into a life that is worth the living. We'll prepare to receive communion in just a few minutes. And when we receive the sacrament of communion, we remember that that is the sacred meal where we remember that Jesus was born to die. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, and I quote, Jesus died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again, unquote. What that means is Jesus came to this earth for the one single purpose of offering his own sinless life to pay the penalty for our sins, so we can be born again to live, so that we can be born again to live in him and for him. Our new life comes at the moment when we, like the wise men, are willing to make the trip to kneel at the feet of Jesus, no matter the hardships along the way. Our new life comes at the moment when we, like the wise men, are willing to offer to Christ our most valuable treasures to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jeremiah 29:13 is one of my favorite verses. That's where God says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jesus emphasizes this verse in Matthew 7:7-8, when Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Unquote. You can stand on that promise. You can bank your life and your soul on that promise. Jesus forgives all those who ask him to forgive them. That's God's Christmas present to us. God keeps his promise. His promise of forgiveness. God keeps his promise of salvation that comes only from Jesus. God keeps his promise of a new clean heart for each of us. God promises the Holy Spirit to guide us. God promises his wisdom and his provision as we search for and follow his directives that are found in the Bible. God gives us the promise of a place in heaven where there is no more sorrow, there is no more sadness, there is no more worry, there is no more fear. Wise men and women follow the word of God and come to Christ with gifts of reverence and faith and obedience. Wise men and women come to Christ with a willingness to go with God into all sorts of places and to meet all sorts of people. So this new year, come with the treasure of your heart and your life. Lay the treasure of your love at the feet of Jesus. You remember the old hymn. Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. It's not too late. Give the treasure of your love to Jesus, and God will fill your heart with his love. My prayer is that this new year may bring you the joy and the light and the wisdom of Christ. You've seen the light of Christ. You've come to worship. You have offered your treasures. May God bless you in all that you do. And may every prayer you pray be to God's honor and glory. Amen.